to The Land Before Bedtime,
an award-winning production by SBH Radio.
The littlest podcast for our littlest listeners. In each episode, we bring you a short story, fable or fairy tale filled with magic, wonder and imagination. Tonight's story is read by Charmaine Poir. So tuck yourself in, close your eyes, and let's set off for The Land Before Bedtime.
The Bright Star of Hope. Once upon a time, in the land before bedtime, there lived a prince named Lorenzo. Although he was a prince, he was quite poor and lived with his mother in a mountain far from the land of his birth. His father, the king, had been killed in battle with another king, who took away all their wealth and the castles, leaving Prince Lorenzo and his mother with none of their former grandeur. Prince Lorenzo grew up with a longing for vengeance in his heart, and often at night his mother would find him gazing in the direction of his old home as he stood alone under the stars. "Son," said the Queen Mother one night, "why do you gaze so intently into the distance? Why are you so sad?"
"There is bitterness in my heart for my father's enemy, who has robbed me of all the happiness and pleasure in the great world," replied the prince. "Let me go seek my fortune, mother, and I may be able to avenge the wrongs done to you and to me."
"Vengeance does not belong to us, my son," said the Queen Mother. "You must not take upon yourself that which is not your right. Go out in the world and taste its pleasures, but keep your star of hope as bright as those shining in the heavens over your head if you wish for happiness." So the next morning, Prince Lorenzo started on his journey. He was dressed in a shining suit of armor and sat upon a white horse with trappings of silver. In the center of his helmet was a little silver star, which his mother gave him with these words: "My son, may your armor protect you from all evil, and may this star be your guide. It is enchanted, for it was given to me by a fairy when I was queen and your father was king. If ever it grows dim, look into your own heart to find the cause, and, finding it, cast it from you if you wish for happiness." Prince Lorenzo promised to look to the brightness of the little star and rode away to seek his own happiness. After several days, he came to a big city called the City of Pleasure, and those who lived there told him his armor was much too heavy for one so young to wear.
"Cast it aside," they told the prince, "and we will show you the joys of living."
So the prince listened and followed the people in the City of Pleasure to a beautiful palace where all was merry, and he laid aside his armor. One day, Prince Lorenzo looked out the window from the Palace of Merriment and saw all around the castle men, women, and children working, and on their faces the look of misery.
"Who are these creatures?"
he asked his companions.
"Those are the toilers who make the money for us to spend," was the reply. "Look at us and forget those creatures and be merry."
But the prince could no more be merry. He remembered his star of hope his mother had given him and hurried to find it. Instead of the shining star he had left, he found it dim and dull. He remembered his mother's words, "Look into your own heart to find the cause." His love of wealth and pleasure had driven out all thoughts of others, and he had cared not how he gained these things so long as he had them.
"My selfishness has dimmed my star of hope," said the prince. I must leave the city of pleasure and the palace of merriment, for this is not happiness. He buckled on the cast-off armor and rode away, far from the city, until he found himself in the midst of those who were sick and suffering. Dismounting off his horse, the prince tended to their needs and forgot all else until he fell asleep from exhaustion. When he awoke, his horse stood beside him, and in the moonlight the little star shone brightly from its place in his helmet on the ground at his side. Prince Lorenzo jumped to his feet and placed the helmet on his head. He had tasted the joy of good deeds. He no longer looked for pleasure in selfishness, and bitterness of vengeance had gone from his heart. Back to his mother he rode with the little star shining bright. Upon seeing him, she said, "You have won, my son. All my love for you could not teach you how to gain real happiness. Selfish pleasure and love of vengeance dull our star of hope, but only those who have learned the lesson for themselves can know this." And so, mother and son were happily reunited. One morning soon after, Prince Lorenzo woke to see an army of brightly dressed soldiers coming up the mountain. When they came nearer, he saw that they were the soldiers that had once served his father.
"The king who wronged you is dead," they told Prince Lorenzo. "And before he died, he made us promise to find you and the queen and return the kingdom back to you."
Prince Lorenzo and his mother rejoiced to know that they could finally return to the place they once called home. "Your star of hope has guided you to peace and happiness," said the queen mother, "and all wrongs are righted. But if it had become dulled by selfishness and vengeance, my son, we still might be in the darkness of despair." And so both the queen mother and Prince Lorenzo lived happily ever after in the land before bedtime. The end.
Tonight's episode was read by Charmaine Poix and produced by Tim O. For more stories just like this, catch us next time in The Land Before Bedtime.
The Land Before Bedtime is an award-winning production by SBH Radio. You can also find us on the audio app, iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and streaming on Google Home.